Another day of delays and cancellations. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News, and it's happening on one of the busiest travel weekends. Fox's Alexis McAdams is at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
There is a lot of pressure and people worried if their flight's going to be delayed or if it's going to be canceled. But after we've had so many air travel delays, even over just the past few months, people are not surprised if their flights are canceled or delayed. Now, here on the East Coast, the July 4th holiday weekend started out with hundreds of flight delays. Airlines canceled about 500 U.S. flights.
And delays today are hovering around 1,700. To make matters worse, passengers are paying exorbitant prices. If you're in the driver's seat, prices at the gas pump are high, but not as high as they have been. AAA says the national average price per gallon is $4.82. As tourism picks up in France, new COVID-19 infections are rising. Hospitalizations have also increased. Cases are also up significantly in Britain. Countering the Supreme Court. Whether it's abortion or gun control, Democrats are acting. In New York, legislation was passed last night after the court ruled that most people have a right to carry a handgun.
After the high court's ruling, New York Governor Kathy Hochul put the Democrat-controlled legislature to work on gun licensing rules in an effort to keep guns away from criminals or people who may use them recklessly. On Friday, the lawmakers approved and Hochul signed into law a measure that requires anyone applying for a license to give four character references, take a safety training class, and list their social media accounts so officials can verify their character and conduct.
Fox says Jill Nato. Some Republicans say it won't survive a court challenge. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Windows were broken and other property was damaged during a protest in Portland, Oregon last night. The group started marching around 10:30 and police quickly declared an unlawful assembly, but the crowd didn't disperse until about 4 hours later. Rioters were also out last weekend in Portland, smashing windows and spraying graffiti on buildings. At a time when prices are soaring, more money is heading to the pockets of millions of Americans.
Oregon, Nevada, and Connecticut are boosting their minimum wages effective Friday. In Washington, D.C., minimum wage is now $16.10 an hour. Several cities and counties in Minnesota, California, Maryland, and Illinois boosted minimum wage as well. The increases vary. The highest wage of all of those being raised as of July 1st is in Emeryville, California. Now it's $17.48 an hour. In Nevada, the wage will go up to $9.50 an hour for those with health care coverage. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, 30 states and D.C. have minimum wage laws above the federal minimum of $7.25 an hour. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
There's a bit of weather to watch along the coast of the Carolinas. A tropical storm that developed overnight is bringing rain and wind.
Name is Colin. You're going to deal with this for about 2 days as it moves up the shore. If you have plans along that coastline this weekend, be very careful. Stay out of the water. There's going to be a lot of rip currents and certainly dangerous times on this weekend that you want to be out on the beach.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. Tropical storm Bonnie is pounding Nicaragua, and the storm could strengthen into a hurricane when it reemerges in the Pacific Ocean. 50 years of pride on display in London. Hundreds of thousands of people took part in or watched today's colorful parade featuring rainbows, glitter, and sequins. The mayor called it a beautiful day of unity, visibility, and equality. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.